Penguin Random House Audio presents I've Seen the Future and I'm Not Going. AIDS, the art scene, and downtown New York in the 1980s. This is the author, Peter McGough. For Stella Schnabel and Mike Mayer. Wisdom rises on the ruins of folly. Thomas Fuller. Prologue. The worst part of being sick, truly sick, was the night. I'd shoot awake from a searing pain that started in my toe and ran right up the inside of my leg. Within seconds, my whole limb was on fire. After about 20 minutes, the pain would subside. But now I was wide awake. I'd lived in Manhattan for most of my adult life. But until I was up nightly, I had never realized how quiet Times Square could be at 3 in the morning. A stillness that left me defenseless against the crushing thoughts of the past and its glory, and of my present dire circumstances. It was 1998. I was on the good side of 40, and I was almost dead. Paul Bellman, my doctor, the man who was known for pulling patients off the edge of doom, later told me when he saw me for the first time, he thought, "This person has 3 months to live." I didn't know it. But his treatment plan wasn't to cure me, which looked impossible even to a man considered one of the best AIDS doctors in the world. His plan was simply to make me comfortable in my final weeks. A few friends and ex-assistants came to visit. I could tell by their startled faces I must have looked a wreck. I was a skeletal 100 pounds, covered from head to toe in purple, AIDS-related Kaposi's sarcoma sores, with my once thick mane of blonde hair.